We have a beautiful thought for today, and let's consider the subject of thoughts. If our thoughts be spiritual and enlightened with truth and with the Word of God, that they become powerful rays of light that can penetrate and move from the lowest to the highest and the highest to the lowest. In the Old Testament tabernacle, when the candlestick stood in the holy place and was lit and represented the Word of God, well, we find the rays darted into the high places and into the low places. So thoughts are powerful if they're thoughts from God. They're powerful to do good and to bring light. If they're thoughts from the enemy, fallen Lucifer, then they're likewise powerful for darkness and for evil. So thoughts are powerful because they are invisible words. Let's see what God's Word has to say about thoughts. Let's run quickly to Proverbs, the 12th chapter, and verse 5. And you'll see in the book of Proverbs, when he talks about thoughts, he makes a continual contrast. It's like that he sets up a little pair of scales and makes a comparative analysis between the thoughts of the righteous and the thoughts of the wicked. Then we can discern which one that we would like to choose. Do we want the thoughts of the righteous or the thoughts of the wicked? In Proverbs 12, 5, we read these words, "The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit." The thoughts of the righteous, the word is mishpat there in Hebrew, and it's the same word for judgment. In other words, a righteous man will weigh out the truth, whether it's favorable or whether it's unfavorable. And when we use the thoughts of the wicked man and the thoughts of the carnal man, then we are afraid to use that which is true and which is right. We're afraid it might offend someone, but a righteous man will weigh out that which is true, regardless whether it's favorable or unfavorable. In Proverbs, the 15th chapter, in verse 26, we find another beautiful verse that says, "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination of the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words." So again, we see a marvelous comparative analysis concerning the power of thoughts and their effects. God hates wicked thoughts. They're an abomination to the Lord. They're abominable in His sight. But the words of the pure, or the thoughts of the pure, a person that's received Jesus Christ and been made pure in the blood of the Lamb and thinking thoughts out of the spiritual man, then he is a pleasure to God. And so again, let us choose whether that we want to be a righteous person and think the kind of thoughts that would be pleasing to the Lord. No wonder the psalmist cried out and said, "Let the meditation of my heart, let the thoughts of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." You know, we're so concerned as human beings with having our words and our thoughts to be acceptable and be pleasing with somebody else. And if they're not, then we get all upset, we get frustrated, we become angry, and many things happen in our disposition. But beloved, we should be concerned about having the kind of thoughts that will be pleasurable to the Lord Jesus Christ, thoughts that will be acceptable in His sight, so there can be a beautiful communion established between you and God. And so let us go over again in Proverbs 16th chapter, and we see another comparative analysis here about the good thoughts, as it were, and the bad thoughts. We find in this verse here, he said, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." You know, beloved, when we're more in love with our works and our services for mankind and even for the Lord, then we are the Lord Himself. Then we're anxious and we produce many evil thoughts, miserable thoughts, anxious thoughts about our works, whether they're going to be accepted, whether they're going to be successful, whether somebody's going to criticize, whether someone's going to reject. And we become so excited about our works. And we cannot think good thoughts that way. We will think evil thoughts. We'll begin to fear. We'll begin to become worried. We'll become anxious. And thus we find this class of thinking destructive to us, both spiritually and physically and mentally. But he said that if we commit our works unto the Lord, that then our thoughts would be established. Then we can think out of the good side of the scales. We can think out of the pleasurable side of the scales that will be pleasing to the Lord. We can think, well, God, this is your work, and so therefore you're able to keep it. And so we commit it unto him, and we think good thoughts of faith, of trusting in the Lord, of having thoughts concerning the faithfulness of his divine nature, his love, his mercy. He's too kind, too holy to let any one work that's ordained of him fall to the ground or disintegrate. So we don't have to become anxious or worried. We can have pleasurable thoughts of trust unto the Lord. Now, for the fourth one, we see in Proverbs, the 21st chapter, and verse 5. So we're just making a comparative analysis. Our thought for the day is to compare good thoughts versus bad thoughts. In Proverbs, the 21st chapter, and verse 5, we find these words. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. Now, again, here is a comparative analysis. If we're diligent to seek the Word of God, then we're going to have thoughts aplenty, good ones. And the word there, plenteousness, in the Hebrew, means abundant, sufficient for every purpose. Isn't that wonderful? If we serve God and we think upon him, we will have plenty good thoughts for every purpose, for every situation that comes across our path. We do not have to think bad thoughts. Jesus Christ is abundant in word, in thought, and in life, and in power, that we can have an abundant of good thoughts for every situation in life. It means to be fruitful. It means to be productive. It means to be prolific. In other words, as we think good thoughts, one good thought begets another good thought and another good thought. And after a while, we just have an orchard of pomegranates and an orchard of good fruit trees, as it were, growing in our hearts and our mind. And you know how that can be. One seed can produce many more seeds. So how prolific is the Word of God if we're diligent? And the word diligent in the original means to love, to delight. So if we're diligent to the Word of God, we will become productive in our thought life of pleasant thoughts, good thoughts that are pleasing and acceptable to the Lord. And they in turn will beget more, so that we will live a continual life of gladness and joy and victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is so marvelous and so wonderful. Choose today. Do you want bad thoughts that will destroy you? Or do you want good thoughts that will be productive and make you more like Jesus Christ? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for the time that we have to fellowship together here in Radio Land. We ask, precious Jesus, that you would help hearts today to choose to think upon you. We pray, God, that you'll help them to choose that which is good and refuse that which is evil, because we pray in Jesus' lovely, precious name. Amen.